fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 24th day of October, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. And prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get yourself a leather repair kit, a wristwatch repair kit, and an eyeglass repair kit. All of which I have listed for sale, by the way, at my website on my shop section at thelibertyman.com. I have all those kind of kits myself I've put together over the years. And I don't use them that often, but when I need them, it's certainly very, very handy to have them. That's your prepper tip of the day. This first hour on Wednesdays, we have my friend Professor James McCanney with us. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of 10 books with more on the way, a very advanced, I would say, amateur archaeologist and radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. And first of all, I apologize for missing so many shows recently. I'll be back regularly again. But life was rather complicated, let's put it that way. I was busy day and night. And so anyway, the future, I should be hopefully a little more relaxed.
Well, hopefully so. As the old saying goes, you make your plans and then life happens.
Right. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, Jim, you've spent time in Honduras and Guatemala and places of that in the Central America, I know. And you speak the lingo to get good enough to get by then, I believe, don't you, sir?
Well, better than enough to get by. When people hear me talking, they look at me. Professionals ask me where I learned to speak like that. And I can use the accent of the local area, since every area has its own particular vernacular, let's say, and method of communicating. And so I can mix in with people from South America and Central America or Mexico and change with their, there's all kinds of little differences in Spanish. So I'm more than just a little bit capable. I can do more than just buy beer, as I say.
Okay, well, that's good. The reason I ask, there's been some reporters down there, American reporters, they're reporting that people have gone into these villages to recruit people for this caravan/army of mostly military-age males, 18 to 35 years old, about 90% military-age males. I'm not sure what kind of incentives they're offering to get them to leave their home villages and walk more than 1,000 miles. As of yesterday, it was 1,100 miles to the closest point of getting into the United States, which is obviously not going to happen in the next 13 days. Human beings can't walk that fast. And you have professional and personal relationships with people in that part of the world. Are you getting any reports about how this all came about, sir?
No, actually, I've been out of the loop on 99% of what's going on in the world. I just started to catch up a little last night. But I don't have any direct information. But typically what they do, paying people is not hard. It's usually the other way around. People will pay somebody. And so this is a business. The coyotes, as they're called, runners, human trafficking runners. And that was the whole problem with the cry for separating families. Most of the families coming across the border were not families. They were people running children in human trafficking. And so this bleeding heart cry to save the children really was misdirected. And this has been going on, but many, many of these children are being trafficked into very desperately horrible situations. And to use the claim that they're being separated from their families is insane. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, and a lot of those kids were being helped because it could be their parents, it could be an uncle, it could be who knows who sold them into basically slavery and made money on that side. And then, it's really a racket. So it's hard, but I don't know specifically on this. There might be political incentives. I can tell you that if there's a loophole, for example, the one where they would say that there's... they're political asylums, looking for political asylum, because that's the loophole. That's what they tell them to say. When you get here, say you've been politically harassed, and then you get put on a list and you can enter the country. So that's what people say. You know, they'll say whatever. If they said you have to say the sky is green today, they would say the sky is green. It's just the way it is. They're looking for any way to get into the United States.
Well, they are. And the reports we're getting, Jim, they mentioned coyotes merging their people who have paid them to gain entry, merging them into this army/caravan. They're also, the reporters are mentioning having personally determined to their own satisfaction, the reporters have determined there are, in fact, MS-13 gang members in the group, as well as other gang members. And also, we now have Department of Homeland Security verifying that there are criminals in the midst, along with people from the Middle East and Africa and Afghanistan, in the mix of these more than 7,000 people walking across Mexico. The closest point of entry would be McAllen, Texas. Yesterday I heard, Jim, they're walking 20 miles a day. I'm not sure that 7,000-plus people can walk 20 miles a day for very long. That's a lot of walking. American pioneers walked 10 miles a day when they were crossing the West. Maybe they can walk 20 miles a day. That would be a pretty athletic endeavor, wouldn't it?
Well, I've been in Mexico, and just driving through Mexico is difficult, let alone walking. And, we were talking about food for this many people, water.
Well, let's look at the. Thank you for reminding me. 1 gallon per day, which is minimal for cooking and drinking, more than 7,000 gallons per day. If they only consume 1 pound of food, which would be pretty light rations, that's 7,000 plus pounds of food a day. It's a tremendous logistical undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So this is not, the Mexican government is complicit. This is something they should be dealing with because they're coming across their southern border. It's a difficult situation, but clearly they're getting some help from somewhere. This is not something that just, happened to take an afternoon walk. And so, like you're saying, for 20 miles a day, which is, I guarantee you, it ain't happening because the roads are winding in a lot of places, especially in the south. And, you cannot walk 20 miles in a day as the bird flies.
Well, not maybe one day, but not day after day after day.
No. It 20 miles is a long way to go in a day.
It is. I've done that. I was telling my wife yesterday, my high school gym was 18 and a half miles one way from my driveway. And I was 18 years old, and my buddy who lived next door, we basically had a challenge. We were both football players. We challenged each other to walk to school one morning, and we did. And we're talking 18-year-old athletes in top shape, top condition. And it took us between 3.5 and 4 hours to make that walk. And we were just dead dog beat tired when we got there. And I was sore and hurting for a good 3 days afterwards. Now, that's 18-year-old athletes in top physical condition. So, I don't have to guess what it's like to walk 20 miles. It's not easy.
If you understand Mexico, it's not like there are burger stands every place. They don't have food and water and extra in those areas for that many people. It's just not there. They're living on subsistence for the people that are already there, and even there is kind of sketchy in most places. So, they're clearly getting a lot of help along the way. And I would suspect that at some point they're going to get on a railway and be assisted for a good portion of that distance.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. I don't know what the infrastructure is down there as far as rail transportation and so forth. But also, we got reports, verifiable reports from I believe Homeland Security yesterday, I was listening to Fox News, that the country of Venezuela is helping fund this effort. There has to be some serious money behind this. The logistical support necessary to keep these many people moving is just a tremendous expensive project. But apparently Venezuela, which is a communist country connected to Russia and China and Hamas, is providing the funding.
Well, like you were saying in the beginning, this is not Central American refugees looking for a better place to live. And that's been the problem all along. So the issue of people coming into the country illegally has been riddled with that. And so you have to understand that. And if you've ever lived in some of these places, you have to understand that, this is the arguments being used in the United States are simply not valid, that these are, children and, there's other avenues of illegal immigration in the United States, and they typically had been, and equally in Europe, had been, like you say, military-age young men.
Right.
You'd look in a crowd of a picture, and there were no kids, there were no adults, there were no women, They were all, you know, 18 to 25 year old men.
Right, right. Well, they were. What reports we're getting is 18-35, which is still obviously a military age. There was a small percentage of women and children that they put out front for the purposes of photo ops.
For the photo ops.
Exactly. Which the whole thing's contrived and staged and funded by communists. What they want is some kind of violent confrontation at the American border. That's what they're seeking, in my opinion. What do you think, Jim?
Well, the timing is for the election. So clearly it's an election issue, and there's probably a lot more organizations in the United States that are backing this.
Unless they gain access to some kind of transportation, they're not going to be here until the end of January. But if they do gain access to railroad or bus or trucks or something of that nature, they could easily be at our border in a few days.
You're talking that many people. There's no train that's going to transport more than a couple of hundred of them at a time.
Right,
So, and Mexico doesn't have the resources to transport that many people.
I don't anticipate them being to Texas until the end of January if they continue walking without any other form of transportation.
Yeah, well, winter in Mexico also is pretty harsh. You know, on the desert, especially you come up into the northern desert areas, it's pretty harsh at night and the daytime. It's the dry season.
Overnight lows, about how cold?
Oh, it can be in the 30s.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sure.
I was thinking it'd be warmer than that far south.
No. Because it's elevated, too. This is not sea level. We're talking about up to...
Okay.
They're not watching the coastline.
Altitude has a lot to do with that, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, and very dry, no source of water. I mean, the Chihuahua Desert is a serious desert. And... anyway, that's the first I heard of it, John. Just as I said, I've been out of the loop on so many things lately. I've been concentrating on my projects here, which has been a tremendous success, by the way. I can talk a little bit. I'll talk a little bit about it on my show tomorrow night. XPRIZE, which I was involved in, the Water Abundance XPRIZE, has come to a conclusion. And it was, I'll go into detail tomorrow night on my show, because it's pretty complicated as it came to the final last two existing teams. And I believe I was the only one that really provided the solution. And what happened is it came down to I had some technical problems. The exact week of testing, et cetera. And I would have easily pulled it out if it were not for that. And so, but the other team that was in there did a biodegasification process in which they were not extracting water from the air. They had a chamber where they heated up biomass, basically wood in this case, and extracted water from the vapor coming from burning wood. And so that was the winning solution, which, you know, everybody can have their own opinion. But those are the facts.
Right. Okay. Well, that was quite a project. I know you put a lot of time and effort into that, Jim. I'm sorry you didn't win it, but
the other thing was there... Yeah, let me state it this way. They had to pick a winner, and it was very close. I think it was like one judge's vote different between the two. And like I say, I would have won if I did not have a technical problem. But there was not like a World Series or a Super Bowl where there was one winner and everybody else was losers.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 24th of October, visiting with Professor James McKinney. My website's redone. I don't have a links page at the moment, but when links page is back up, Jim, you'll be back on there as always. Jim, you have not one but two radio shows a week. Tell people how they can listen live and the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, John. And there again, I've missed a few of these recently. So for people who are avid listeners, this will all be back together very soon. I'll be a regular with my show, and the paid cast will all be updated shortly. But my weekly radio show, James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time. And also, my paid cast is a weekly $3.95 per month. You can join, and you get an extra hour of deep dive into scientific topics that you won't hear anyplace else on this side of the galaxy, at least. And so, and that's all available on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
All right. Okay, the call number is 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, I know you're working on a number of projects. The one that keeps coming up, of course, is the Wing, W-I-N-G, Whiskey India November Golf Wing Generator. Any updates on that, sir?
Actually, yeah. So now I can actually talk about this, because before it was pretty much in the issue of a number of things going on in the background, not the least of which was the XPRIZE. And that was a very private development, let's put it that way. But right now, the Wing generator has really proved its salt. And it's moving forward. The originally, I was talking on the air about the 10-kilowatt model. That would be the farm and ranch model for anybody that had a medium-sized farm with 200 cows or a ranch that was looking for off-grid power. So that's coming available. And then the 50-kilowatt, which is a really, really nice wing generator for somebody that's got a little bit bigger energy requirement. It could be shared between a couple of farms or ranches, or also to power electric cars. So you would have, if you're out in the country, you could have your own electric car charging station besides powering everything you have on your farm. So the 50 kilowatt, and those two are becoming commercially available almost as we speak. And so anyway, that's very exciting. And then I should also include, although this is not for really everybody in the, say, the United States or developed world, but my water machines, their atmospheric water generators, are now in production. They have been actually for a long time, but these are amazing modern machines at highest end, all of the latest bells and whistles with safety features, etc., and the very efficient energy-wise. These are available also on the market. So it's okay. my own product line. So this is a huge amount of work that's gone into getting this up to this point. And I'll be updating my webpage. I have a whole new webpage design that's ready to hit the streets. We're just working out the last few details before it goes live, and then that'll be replacing my old webpage, which I think I'll probably maintain for a while, just for those people comfortable with that webpage, but be transitioning to the new modern webpage here very shortly. And that'll have a lot of this information also.
All right. Jim, we got a couple of callers on hold. We got a break coming up. Let's see if we can get one caller before the break. Roger in Colorado. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Say, Mr. McKinney, I talked to you on this program before. There's a fellow that is advertising a water filter that takes radiation out of water. I have a freezer that I converted to use atmospheric water. Is he telling the truth, or is that a big lie?
Well, radiation is a pretty strange word to be using. The reason that you don't really want to talk about this in those terms is because radiation can mean many, many things to many people. And so apparently what they're trying to talk about is nuclear radiation, or but they're not removing radiation. Radiation is high energy particles that come out of the larger unstable atoms. So you're not removing radiation. That would require like a lead shield or something. So let's pick this up after the break.
Yeah, we'll pick this up after the break. This is important. This comes up actually pretty frequently, this question.
Yeah,
Roger.
Right, right.
Everybody
exactly.
Hold on. We got a break. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 24th of October. My new and improved website is up and running. It's going full speed. That is thelibertyman.com. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's nicely laid out, very colorful, very easy to navigate. If you get there, I'm at my homepage right now. You'll see in blocks of three running left to right different things that some you'll be familiar, some new things. The very first thing is a letter, and this is important, and it has a lot of documentation backing it up. This is a letter written by a dentist. Now, we all have dentists. Everybody listening to me has a dentist that they work with. This is not just a dentist. This gentleman is not only a dentist, but he is the former president of the Canadian Dental Association, the Canadian Association for Dental Research. And he wrote a letter 18 years ago, April of 2000, apologizing to all his countrymen for previously advocating the use of fluoride in drinking water, which, of course, he no longer does. It's a great letter. The footnotes documenting to back up what he's saying are extensive scientific publications. I think you'll get a lot out of it. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. If you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. And be sure to get a mattress pad to go with it. It's a great combination. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, from me to you personally. And I've toll free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting Professor James McKinney. Give us a shorthand version of your website, Jim, if you would, please.
JMCCSCI.com. Short for J. McKinney Science, but seven letters, JMCCSCI.com.
And our conversation ended with your comments on removing radiation from water. Let's continue that, Jim.
Well, during the break, I pulled up and just did a Google search, and there are claims, of removing radiation. I find it interesting. There's a note from the Environmental Protection Agencies, for example, about reverse osmosis, to remove radioactive isotopes that emit radiation. And right. So they say that correctly. So you're not removing radiation. Radiation is the alpha and the beta particles that come out of, and then there could be other things. I mean, with the cesium and other radioactive items, they can be more energetic. So, you know, to stop radiation, you need lead shielding or other methods of removing the particles that come out, and that is radiation. So you're not removing radiation. That's a total, absolute misnomer. Should not be used. And see, understand, this is something I deal with all the time, is that in the water filter industry, there is no oversight of any kind. So people just say all kinds of stuff. You find, I won't name any brand names, but they totally misrepresent what their filters can do.
I'm going to give a hillbilly definition of what you're saying in a scientific manner. Would it be actual and factual to say water, pure water, can't be radioactive? It's particles inside the water that would be radioactive. Would that be accurate?
Well, of course, yeah. It's the okay. Contaminants.
Exactly.
And so, your filter, break this apart into high pressure and low pressure. Low pressure is the gravity type of filter. And the high pressure, I've seen high pressure filters where they claim removes radioactivity or radioactive, whatever they say. And what you're removing is the atom itself. And so, like my filters take out heavy metals. And so in that category, it takes out the radioactive particles. But there are other things like iodine-131 that's a gas, and it goes right through. Even reverse osmosis won't pick it up. And so this is a complicated area, and so I don't make claims about removing radiation. I make a list of everything that the filters take out. And so you have to understand, too, that there are things that no filter takes out. Even reverse osmosis will not remove. So, or distillation, people think, distilled water is pure water. That is complete bull. Anything, any element, like say you have benzene in your water that has a lower vapor point than water, it's going to be in your distilled water. So anything that will vaporize sooner than water is going to be in your distillation byproduct. And it's not pure water. Distilled water is not pure water. And then people drink distilled water. That's not good because it leaches the minerals out of your cells because of the way chemistry works. The fact that water will balance with the available minerals. And so anyway, drinking distilled water is not a good idea. You should be drinking water that has a pH level that is normal in nature. And that's about a 7.6, something in that range.
Well, there's two friends of mine. They have children that are in their teens, early to mid-teens. They've drank nothing but distilled water their entire life. They have horrible teeth that have required hundreds, possibly thousands of dollars of repair work. And they're not involved in any vigorous sports such as soccer or basketball, but I suspect that their bones may not be as robust as the bones of a children that were drinking water, healthy water, as opposed to distilled water.
Right, exactly. And I drank a lot of milk. I grew up in dairy country, and after football, I would drink a half gallon of milk instead of water, and my friends would look at me like I was nuts. But I have bones. I'm 5'11". I weigh 230 pounds, and I'm not fat. It's all bone mass. And because of a lot of calcium. And so your body balances with the food that's coming through your system. So at any rate, okay, back to this idea of filters taking out radiation.
Were you a linebacker or a defensive end?
No, actually, I was the field goal kicker.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I played guard when they wanted some cannon fodder. Because
put McCann in.
Yeah, no, let's not go there. That's for my friend.
One more question, if I can.
Okay, Roger, go ahead. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah,
so
on diversion. Taking your sit. I've been up on all of the things you're doing there, and when you're taking that humidity out of the air and converting it into water. In the United States, is that safe to drink, even running through, say, your filters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at the end of the process on all of those units is a 7-part water filter, the last of which is an ultraviolet. It also has a filter element in there of the 7 that puts minerals back in the water to give it a pH of the proper pH. And so that 7-stage filter is very complete.
Great.
Excuse me.
I liked your wind turbine. I have a 24-foot wind turbine that's made like a windmill because I live in an area that rural electrification never got to. I keep a strong interest in this stuff, and I appreciate your time, sir, and I'll let you go.
Okay, Roger, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Nice
go ahead.
Yeah. Just a little follow-up also on this water filter deal. A lot of people call and they'll ask about TDS, total dissolved solids. And they go, oh, your filters don't take out total dissolved solids, or they don't reduce them. And no, that's because minerals are not an impurity. They're not considered impurity. Some people have extremely high levels in very, very rare cases. You can deal with that, but total dissolved solids is not a harmful thing.
Right,
it's
right.
Not something that anybody, including the EPA or the health departments or whoever, consider to be a health hazard. But people will always talk about TDS because there are some companies that say they remove TDS. Well, that's not a good thing.
Well, that's what reverse osmosis does, and it's basically dead water, which is not healthy.
No.
Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. I've got a question. First of all, are you a astrophysicist or theoretical physicist? What type of physics?
Well, okay, I'm... My official degree, which is Tulane University, 1975, is a master's degree in nuclear and solid-state physics. Okay, so that's my official degree. I have, like a lot of things, I have a double major. My bachelor's degree, I have a double major in mathematics and physics, you know, for undergraduate. So that's my official title. When I learned about computers, there were no computer classes. We had the first computer classes that we put together with our professors at the college where I went. And so I learned about computers as they grew. And so, I was employed in the computer industry for 25 years or more. And so, like a lot of people, these industries grew. So I taught university-level computer science. I was the head of a computer science department in a foreign country, in a university. So anyway, that all of my work that I do on space science, I've done myself. And I was at Cornell University, and I spearheaded my own work, was published in peer-reviewed journals, until NASA found out I was using its data to disprove its theories, and, you know, the rest is history. So, but anyway, that's many people who have degrees work in other areas. Let's put it that way.
Well, I appreciate your credentials. I'm a one-year dropout for engineering from the University of Arizona, so I have no degree. You're the man I need to ask this question. My understanding of what a vacuum is, I'm wondering, Professor, if you can explain how Earth can exist with 14.7 pounds per square inch at sea level and maintain its atmosphere in an infinite vacuum of space. What is the scientific explanation for that?
Well, yeah, it's the gravity of Earth. It holds that air, and up high it's relatively cool. And we also have an influx. We have a constant influx of gases and water, which is kind of sketchy in terms of standard science. They don't understand it, that we are discharging solar capacitor. We have a constant influx.
We have water coming in, and we're spinning. Wouldn't Bernoulli's principle take the atmosphere or the water in the atmosphere off the Earth? Wouldn't we just equalize our atmosphere to the vacuum of space? If everything that we've been taught for the last 500 years is correct, wouldn't Earth lose its atmosphere spinning due to Bernoulli's principle?
Well, it wouldn't be Bernoulli's. It would be centrifugal force, I think, is what you're talking about. But no, it's tightly bound with gravity. The Mars had an atmosphere at one point. Mars is gaining atmosphere. That's scientifically proven. It doubled its atmosphere in a 10-year period between two satellite visits from NASA. So Mars is gaining atmosphere at a tremendous rate, although it still has a very thin atmosphere. And it's due to the same issue, which is the discharge of the solar capacitor. So there's a constant influx of material. And so at some point it reaches a balance between being lost and being gained. Venus, on the other hand, has a huge atmosphere. And anyway, we could go into all the planets and talk about their atmospheres, etc. But no,
one more question, if I might. After 500 plus years, gravity is still considered a theory, while density is considered a fact. Why don't we just call it what it is and call it density, and forget the foolishness of flying through a vacuum at 60,000 miles plus an hour around the sun, through the universe at 500,000 miles an hour? Why don't we just throw all that in the trash and call gravity what it is? It's a theory. Call density what it is. It's a fact. And the fact is that space is a lie. Why don't we just do that and be honest?
Space is what? A lie?
Space is a fictitious concoction of a bunch of scientists that want to explain something other than what is true.
Well, space is a conceptual idea of what we exist in. I mean, we can see it and measure it, and the concepts are, you know, used. Those are terms that we use as humans to describe what we see. You know, so and
we can't. We really can't prove. Mars is how many miles away. We really can't prove what the atmosphere of Mars is, nor can we prove that stars...
Well, no, we've been on Mars. We've been to Mars. We know what it's... Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can measure it.
Has NASA created something to say that we've landed on Mars? You know, we're told light years, thousands of light years away, Alpha Centauri. We have, that's nonsense.
No, it's a few.
We're speculating.
No, you can measure it like you can measure the room you're sitting in with triangulation. Those are close stars, and by using the baseline of the Earth's orbit, you can literally measure the distance to those near stars, like
so
measuring the room.
Let me ask you one more question, if I could. If we took a 4-foot bubble level and we laid it end to end for 25,000 miles, showing level, would it meet if we could go in a straight line? Would those level 4-foot bubble levels meet when they went around the Earth in a straight and level flat line? If we're on a
no, in fact, that's how you measure the circumference of the Earth. You take a level, you take it up to a hillside overlooking the ocean, which is at a distance, and you put the level on a base, or you could use a bowl with two holes in it with a water level, anything, even a crude water level. And what you'd realize is that the horizon is a little bit below where the level indicates.
Is that not just perspective?
No.
Is that not what we call the vanishing point in art?
No. No, it's because the Earth is curved, and that is literally how you measure the curvature of the Earth. By measuring the angle between the horizontal, by measuring the left. Would you like to listen,
sure.
Or do you just want to talk?
No, I'll listen.
You take the difference between the level and the horizon, and using that angle, you can calculate the circumference of the Earth and the diameter. That's how you measure the circumference of the Earth.
So the higher we would get, we would see the plane of the Earth curve off to the right and left. Why is it that if you go 10 miles
and
up, the horizon comes to eye level? How do we explain that? I mean, you can go to Abu Dhabi, to the top of the tower, and look out the window, and the horizon is at eye level.
No, because if you look at what I'm telling you, you take a level, and if the higher you go, the greater the angle will be between what the level indicates and the horizon, the ocean horizon. And that's, you take that angle and you use the vertical altitude of your level, and you can calculate the circumference of the Earth. It's like measuring the room you're in with a yardstick. It's a measurement technique. It's one of the ways you use to measure the diameter of the Earth. So that's what I'm explaining to you. So these are basic measurements.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Thank you, John, for allowing me to do that.
Okay. Jim, John was right at the very edge of claiming the Earth is flat, in case you didn't get that.
No, I knew where it was going. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm shocked and amazed at people who are otherwise pretty bright folks with a decent education and fallen into this trap. it's just an incredible thing that I don't give any airtime to.
Yeah. It's a measurable. That's why I compared it to measuring the room you're in. There are measurement techniques. You can measure these things. It's not based on going up into an airplane and it looks flat, so it's flat. No, they're measurable. And so that's really the simple story, and that's the only story. And people can do that, and if they do that, that's what experiment and science is all about. Is that when Galileo went up to the Leaning Tower of Pisa with a big iron ball and a little iron ball, and they hit the ground at the same time, that was different than Aristotelian thought, philosophy, physics, which said that the big ball should fall faster, which was not true. So an experiment proved the concept of differing masses fall at the same rate. And so, at any rate, then that grew into Newtonian physics, etc.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you addressed that, Jim, because it came up recently with some folks I know that are caught up in that.
But let's move on.
Yeah, let's do that. We got about 4 minutes left here, Jim. What direction you want to go next?
Well, since I've been missing for a while, I'm going to explain where I've been and what I've been doing. But for me, the future is very positive. I'm moving into a lot of work around the world, literally, with the wing generator and other issues, and then continuing other work in the background. And as always, releasing it when it becomes to the point where, you know, it's ready to release to the public. And I do have another book I have to get back to. We've been talking about that. So my future looks very bright. A lot of things going on. A lot of wonderful people working around these. And so anyway, that's where I'm going.
All right. Well, I'm going some interesting directions also. I'll be speaking in Dallas, Texas, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November at the Operation Classified event, and looking forward to more speaking events over this the next year. Possibly be back in Prague, Czech Republic next September. That's still not firmed up. So exciting things going on for myself as well, Jim.
Yeah, and so I really like the direction the world is going. Of course, we're always going to have these difficulties, and a lot of them man-made, caused by man. And we have, this is something I deal with constantly, is the personalities of people who have a hard time accepting, in a sense, reality. And, you know, sometimes the higher you go in education, the worse it gets.
I've noticed that myself, yeah.
It's called the professor syndrome.
Some of the most level-headed people I've met in terms of logical thinking have been diesel and automotive mechanics. Very linear thinkers.
Exactly.
And to a certain extent, construction workers also, they know that B can't happen unless A happens first. They know that.
And, well, you know, I call a lot of people textbook geniuses. They read it in a textbook, they've done the math, they believe it, and 30 years later, if you confront them on it, they literally come apart at the seams. Mm-hmm. Because it's a psychological thing, and there's literally a psychological impairment. It's called the professor syndrome. It's and it's because of exactly that people can't accept that something could change. And I could give you a dozen examples. For example, DSL, where you have a frequency multiplexed copper line, which originally would only carry a very low data rate, now can carry megabit data rates because of an innovation.
Right.
So just an example.
Jim, we're out of time, sir. Appreciate you being with us. Look forward to having you back
next
Wednesday.
Next week.
Okay. Yeah. Got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.